presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
Washington Post World.
February 1, 519 America, New York, with a million people, an ecstatic Kinshasa hears Pope Francis Mass. Pope Francis's first stop in his visit to Africa was the DRC, where he gave Mass to thousands of people in Kinshasa.
Mirror World News.
February 1, 509 America, New York. Russian model killed after calling Vladimir Putin a psychopath, was strangled by ex. After slaughtering Greta Vedler, 23, evil Dmitry Korovin, 24, took out a £7,850 loan in her name with her banking apps and slept in a Moscow hotel room with her corpse for three nights.
New York Times World News.
February 1, 5 o'clock America, New York, space and astronomy in February. What to expect? The shortest month of 2023 will have plenty of highlights in orbit and beyond. The International Space Station will have a busy month, receiving an empty Russian Soyuz capsule and a SpaceX spacecraft with a fresh crew of four astronauts.
New York Times World News.
February 1, 5 o'clock America, New York. COVID vaccine makers kept prepayments for canceled shots for poor nations. Separately, Johnson & Amp. Johnson is demanding additional payment for unwanted shots, confidential documents show. Nepalese health workers prepared COVID vaccines, obtained through the COVAX program, for storage in Kathmandu, Nepal, in 2021.
Washington Post World.
February 1, 447 America, New York, Polish leader donates to Ukraine army to end defamation case. The Polish ruling party leader, Jarosław Kaczynski, has made a donation to the Ukrainian army to settle a defamation case with a political rival.
BBC News World.
February 1, 414 America, New York, Myanmar coup anniversary, silent strike, marks 2 years of military rule. Protesters urge the public to stay at home as the military is hit by new Western sanctions.
Wall Street Journal World News.
February 1, 413 America, New York, French forces seize Iranian-supplied weapons bound for Yemen. Elite French special forces seized a boatload of Iranian-supplied weapons and ammunition bound for Yemen as part of a deepening effort to contain Tehran, according to officials familiar with the operation.
Washington Post World.
February 1, 406 America, New York, war's longest battle exacts high price in heart of Ukraine. The longest battle of the war in Ukraine has turned Bakhmut into a ghost city.
Mirror World News.
February 1, 406 America, New York. Scientists plan to de-extinct the dodo and release it back into the wild. Dallas-based tech firm Colossal Biosciences has previously announced plans to bring back the lumbering woolly mammoth, which last roamed the Earth 10,000 years ago, but recently said it also wants to resurrect the dodo.
Fox World News.
February 1, 225 America, New York. Warning sign, Iran's military reportedly sending warships to Brazil, Panama Canal in challenge to U.S. National security alarm bells are ringing due to Iran's warlike saber rattling and terrorism in Latin America, prompting a warning from some in Congress.
BBC News World.
February 1, 218 America, New York. Missing radioactive capsule found in Australia. Emergency services had literally found the needle in the haystack, authorities in Western Australia said.
World News, breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
February 1, 208 America, New York. Missing radioactive capsule found in Australian outback after huge search. A radioactive capsule that fell off a truck in the Australian outback, sparking a radiation alert and a search of hundreds of miles of road, has been found. Pick. AP.
BBC News World.
February 1. 1 o'clock America, New York, Petr Pavel. Ukraine deserves to join NATO, says new Czech leader. Petr Pavel tells the BBC Ukraine is morally and practically ready to join NATO after the war is over.
Mirror World News.
February 1, 053 America, New York, outrage as abandoned baby found in pram on beach, with mum, having a coffee, in cafe. Mother left young child alone on the sands of Polish seaside town of Kolobrzeg, just yards from the sea's edge, and then defended her actions to the local police.